Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, we already started. Mm-hmm.
Cult podcast.
Welcome to the Discourse Weekly Show.
Season 2.
I'm Morgan Nickel.
I'm Ben
Big Gray. Mouth Dickhead.
Talking over me from the outset,
yep.
I'm Ben Gracewood.
And what are you? From internet.
The internet's Ben Gracewood.
Who else are you?
I'm Ryan.
I completely blew this. Let's start again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Discourse Weekly Show. I'm Morgan Nickel, Big Mouth Dickhead from the internet.
I'm Ben Gracewood, man of leisure.
I'm Ryan, token guest.
I've heard that you're a token philosopher.
Token
no, what do we call
I'm
you
not
now?
Even called
we don't call you philosopher anymore.
I'm just dude who comes in.
Yeah. Well, Ben's a gardener now, so you can be whatever you like,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, gardening leave, I guess.
So,
yeah.
Did you have a quiet day today, Ben?
Not today, but no? I'll have a quiet day tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And every day for the next couple of weeks?
Apparently. It's the first time it's ever happened to me, gardening leave. So, in true Discourse fashion, starting a new series, I have resigned.
You've quit a job.
Yeah, I've quit a job.
Was there a terrible racist?
I didn't put that on my contract.
Oh, we can talk about where you used to work now. It doesn't matter anymore. We can go back and go over the stuff that we cut out and bleeped out about Datacom.
I think confidentiality stands when you, even after you've quit.
What are they going to do though?
Fire you again?
Yeah, they definitely fired him.
They didn't fire me. I'm working. Going to go to work for a competitor, so they sent me home.
Did they make a counteroffer?
No, not a serious.
Was there counteroffer that you clear out your fucking desk and get the shit out of the building?
It felt quite funny though, packing up stuff into a brown box and leaving on the day.
Did they make you pay for the box?
A little bit weird.
Did you walk past
$5?
Did everybody line up and watch you leave?
Haven't paid for the box.
Did you take a stapler?
High fives and fist bumps all the way down. No, I didn't actually.
You fisted all your colleagues on the way out, like an Obama. I mean, an Obama.
So, am I contractually obliged to garden now?
I don't know. Do you like to garden?
What sort of garden? I mean, it's bad season for it as well.
Yeah.
It's not a gardening season.
You could be a mangrove gardener.
Apparently, if you get the right kind of lights and sort of set up indoors.
Right. Grow your own.
Tomatoes. Yeah.
Grow your own all kinds
tomaco,
of things.
Tomaco, whatever.
Yeah.
Tomaco.
Mm. Yeah, it's very powerfully addictive stuff. It tastes awful.
You know what else is addictive?
Masturbation, internet pornography.
Wow. No, I was going to say eating KFC for some people. See, I was
smoothly
segue.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Oh, yeah, I guess we could start into things. We could explain. No, let's explain the whole thing about season 2 and the big long pause later, eh?
Oh.
So I've heard. Now, it's something we're doing this episode is we're not actually reading articles.
No.
What we're doing is we're talking about what we've heard about.
Things we've heard.
The way we feel about stories as we remember them.
Tweets you've seen race past in the middle of the day.
Yep. You probably got tired of the, you know, very, very structured and
we're so
organized and planned.
So well regimented. It felt sterile.
The professionalism was just, you're tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're
going
to take it easy for a while.
All out the window.
The 6 weeks with no new episodes, that wasn't taking it easy enough for us. So this KFC thing.
Yeah.
RZA.
Apparently, there is a guy who spends, in New Zealand, spends $300 a week on KFC, eating it every day, and has done for something like 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the...
And it has made him developmentally disabled.
Jerry Brownlee?
It's not Jerry Brownlee, but that's hilarious. It's developmentally disabled KFC.
I'm going to cut out the bit where I couldn't remember his name, and it's going to make me seem smarter.
All right.
Yeah. So you're saying... The scientifically, the KFC has made him mentally disabled.
No, I'm not. He was I'm making shit up, and you're believing me.
I haven't read the article.
Yeah, no, it has not.
It's
made
the
him
13th secret herb and spice. It's lithium. He takes it easy. Can't get an erection anymore, which is good because he was a raper. That KFC guy.
He's not quite, you know, up to. He's a retard. So
this is going to be the worst episode ever. We're on the champagne.
Season 2, episode 1.
It's not champagne.
Already,
it's New Zealand.
30 seconds in, and we've got mental disablement, rape, and
I almost said something dumb about Obama's
and lithium.
I still feel like Obama is his first name, and that's the problem I'm having there.
Do you want to start this right from the start?
No. We're going for it. We're going. No, I actually feel really strongly. I feel really positive about this episode.
Let's bring it back. So, what is KFC doing? And what I'm interested in the
KFC.
I'm interested in their marketing department. The free publicity. What the hell is going on there?
Because you don't pay to get on breakfast. You just
So they've released this ridiculous double down thing, which is a chicken burger with no bun. It's got two pieces of chicken and some bacon in the middle. Now, in the States, to be a trending topic for something like double down, hash double down, KFC would have to pay Twitter to do that. In New Zealand, because New Zealanders are so fucking retarded, they just talk about it enough that it trends naturally. So what the hell is going on?
I had them eating it on breakfast.
Why would they do that?
And they had a nutritionist there sort of tutting them, and that was about it. Well, I wonder if they have been paid for it. When I was there, they didn't pay. You sort of get paid for anything, but
maybe you didn't get paid for anything.
A lot of things have changed since you were there, my friend.
Yeah,
Being Gracewood left.
Yeah, that fucking Gracewood. Gracewoods. They infest New Zealand media. Yeah.
Maybe they do get paid for it. I don't know. But if they did,
they have a lot of editorial stuff, don't they?
I did see one PR person. I followed a few PR people on Twitter. One PR person tweet something about. It's awesome. The boss has got us all double down burgers for a big win this morning. So I wonder if it was that PR company.
Sneaky bastards.
What should we say it is in the spirit of the show?
In defense of the burger, apparently it doesn't have substantially more calories than equivalents and all kinds of other.
I'm amazed by that. Does that show how much sugar there is in the buns?
It's not sugar.
In the buns?
You can have calories without sugar.
Well, yeah.
It's just a lot of
protein,
lipids. Let's say a bunch of fats.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, your entire day's worth of sodium in a single double-down burger. See, now we're talking about it.
I'd better have one then, because otherwise how will I get my necessary sodium?
What's your favourite KFC urban myth that you heard as a kid? Mine's the cyst.
Yeah.
I don't know any. You're talking about, like, rat or something, right? We didn't have KFC urban myths when I was a kid, because KFC hardly existed when I was a kid.
I grew up in South Auckland.
Where it also probably barely existed. It would have been quite new when you were a kid.
Are you guys going to start penis sword fighting over who's older?
Shut up. He's old enough that I'd be the only one with an erection. He'd just have a big soft. He'd fap against my rigid.
Paint us a picture, Morgan.
All right.
No, don't. No, please don't.
This is awesome. This is great. Now let's get back to shit. This is season 2, episode 0, I guess. Mm-hmm. Although I kind of was thinking about it as season 1.5.
We had these grand plans for season.
We still have grand plans. It's going
to
be awesome.
Sorry, you're right. We do have grand plans for season 2 to be rigid.
Rigid.
rigid, harsh.
Tumescent.
Mm-hmm.
Structured.
Glorious.
Yeah. Every so that's morning. Coming. That's what you can expect coming. From us in the future.
Lol. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. You actually said lol? Get out.
That is the first time that's ever happened to me. I'm sorry.
Well, listeners, you may have heard when Morgan yelled, get out. There was a bit of reverb there.
Yeah.
I wonder where that's coming from, Morgan.
That's coming from the new studio. We've moved from the beautiful Art Deco 1920s building that the studio was previously in.
Which probably would have fallen down in an earthquake.
Probably would have fallen down in an earthquake, terrifyingly enough. And actually, we did think about that. And we've moved to the penthouse in old Parnell, but it's a new building in Parnell.
It's lovely. No, nice views.
Lovely views. Lovely views of the Gulf.
And we've moved. You're dating an it girl these days.
I'm dating the same girl that I've been dating for the entire life of Discourse.
But she's an it girl now. She was apparently Rachel Glucina.
What do you mean now? She was an it girl last year.
Was it in the paper last year, wasn't
it? Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Okay, fine.
Maybe she still is an it girl.
Right. Okay. Sorry, for some reason I thought that was new. I don't know why.
Well, I don't know, but probably because you're not allowed to read articles, so you're just going by memory. And your memory isn't what it used to be.
Mm.
So yeah, as I said, we're not actually reading articles. We're just going by what we remember. And what I remember is...
what happened in the last 6 weeks?
Osama bin Laden.
Royal wedding.
Got smashed.
That was 2001.
The royal wedding was... That blowjob photo is still quite funny. that little girl holding her ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been used in too many photos though now.
I really enjoyed the royal wedding. I really genuinely enjoyed it.
I didn't watch it.
I watched the whole thing.
I don't know why you do that. Are you a royalist? Are you a monarchist?
Not at all, but I enjoyed the spectacle and I enjoyed the
background. That's why you like Catholicism, though, as well.
It cost a fuckload of money.
£36 million?
Awesome.
To the taxpayer. What do you mean, awesome?
I enjoyed several things.
To one of the wealthiest families in England, and the taxpayer pays for their private party.
Actually, while we're bringing up, you know, facts that we're totally unverifiable because we're not looking anything up, I think I saw Louis Theroux tweet that the British royal family brings in like £150 million a
tourism
year.
Tourism dollars.
Right.
Tourism dollars.
Yeah, to us? How much of that do we get?
I don't know.
The City of London gets all of that, right? Why is she our head of state if she's London marketing material?
I enjoyed it not for any of those reasons. I enjoyed it for
because you're a secret Catholic.
I part of that, yeah. The church wedding brought back good memories. I enjoyed the well dressed woman with a fascinator hat sitting in front of their car.
Yeah, I've heard about these hats.
Obviously carrying a huge gun.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed the back channel.
Yeah,
the Twitter.
Yeah,
you know, what did we do 10 years ago watching a global TV thing?
Jesus, we went outside and we played in the sun. We read a book.
Yeah, we could stand in the sun then. Now you get cancers popping up all over your body.
But when we watched... Because of the royal family.
The royal family causes cancer.
And KFC.
But it's so much, it made so
KFC
much more rich.
KFC definitely causes cancer, and I can back that up with evidence.
Being able to make stupid jokes
later,
about
maybe.
Sometime. Yeah. I've heard that it probably causes cancer, probably bowel cancer. I bet you could make that argument.
There's a link between obesity and many cancers.
Heart disease. Also a link between sitting and death.
I'd say that, you know, mostly 100% of KFC eaters get cancer.
Mostly?
Mostly 100%.
Mostly 100%. And you might have scientists that say something else, but then I have scientists who will say whatever I pay.
It's like lawyers.
Yeah, come on, Morgan, you're scientists.
Just like lawyers and politicians.
Scientists make a proposition, you know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just an opinion. Scientists just work on opinions, don't they?
Hey, you go down and look at the KFC.
It's
just
not
go down,
called...
Just go down and check it out.
Yeah.
You sit over
Come down to my KFC.
Yeah.
Come down to my KFC and have a taste.
Around, and you will see...
Have a gossip in the lab.
Mostly compared to other KFCs, this one 100% gives you cancer.
Mostly.
Have a taste of my KFC
and
tell me if it causes cancer for you.
I'm probably not going to taste it, but I had a really good vegetarian dinner tonight. With roast...
Are we not going to finish that segue?
Roast mushrooms and oysters and Angus eye fillet.
Oh, yum.
And salmon.
That was 100% vegetarian.
And I think it was like ostrich in the thing, in the bit. And more oysters. Couple of different kinds of oysters, like bluff oysters, like just fresh ones.
Would
and
you say then, it was over 50% vegetarian?
I would say that it was at least 51%, so we might as well call it 100%.
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Mm.
Oh, and the best lamington I've ever had in my life.
That has to be a lot better than lamington I had in Tokoroa the other day because my lamington had mold on it.
My lamington came with lovingly handmade coconut ice cream and coconut...
That sounds terrible compared to my lamington. My lamington was
and like a raspberry coolie.
I had a steak and cheese pie with tomato sauce on top and I'd bought a lamington beside it, Tokoroa. Because I stopped the Tokoroa and said, fucking...
Steak and cheese.
It's got to be right. Steak and cheese and lamington. Lamington was wrapped in glad wrap, though.
Yeah.
And I should have known when I picked it up from the what do you call them? The display cabinet. It was kind of a bit firm.
What colour was the lamington? Was it a pink or a...
It was a pink.
Okay.
I think you've got to go pink. You've got to go the raspberry.
Did it have any cream in it?
I didn't get that far because when I had it on my plate, I looked through the side of the...
It was green.
How many centimetres wide would you say that the facing front of the lamington was?
It would have been 5x5, pretty reasonably square.
How much would it have costed if you bought it? No, tell us more.
I did buy it.
My lamington was, I think, $18, which is the most I've ever paid for lamington. That is the best lamington I've ever had in my life.
Was it like a deconstructed lamington or something?
It was partly deconstructed, but then also it was a lamington. Mm. Like it was a cube with like the jelly... And coconut, but then also it had
unidentifiable. Is this at your local or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh god, it was so good.
What is the name of this restaurant?
Chiba.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
I think so. That was where we went for our first anniversary dinner tonight.
First discourse anniversary. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, I didn't invite you, motherfucker. but I had some sausages for you.
And a big sandwich.
I've heard Dan loves the sausage.
Big sandwich. I'd love to gobble a sausage.
No, it's my my first anniversary with the girl that you've only just clued into me dating. even though we've been essentially living together for over 6 months already.
What kind of friend are you, Ben?
What kind of friend are you? It's the sort of friend that can't stand one another.
I'm not your friend.
No, we're not friends at all. That's why this doesn't work, but people enjoy the bickering. What were we saying? Something about John Key being a fucking tool.
It was embarrassing.
As I recall. Oh, he was on Hard Talk?
Excerpt from BBC Hard Talk.
Yep.
Now, I wish we had the transcript so we could reenact it, but we couldn't find it. And we're not reading articles.
All right,
but
well, he was talking.
Morgan reaches to the computer.
Don't touch it. But yeah,
Well, why don't we try and reenact it just from memory? That's what we're doing.
All right.
Okay. Who's going to be the interviewer?
Clearly, Morgan.
I'll be the interviewer.
Yeah. Ben, you are John Key.
Mr. Key. So one of the things that your country does, with some of the marketing that your country does, is it talks quite a lot about this 100% pure image, and that's in all of your material globally, yes, where you try to sell in New Zealand. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
In these recent reports about your waterways, a majority of your waterways now being polluted.
Can you hear my grin?
Are you waving as well as smiling?
I'm grinning and waving. Yeah. Sorry. Carry on.
He's such a nice man, that Mr. Key.
Yeah, so nice to have a handsome prime minister.
God, I mean, if you're going to be a rapist, you should at least smile. Well, you fuck the country. Man, I'm surly on the champagne. So the reports are from New Zealand's own. Was it MAF? No, it's MSAT.
It was from a Massey.
He named a scientist.
Massey University.
Sorry, you named a scientist.
A leading
scientist from Massey University in your own country, New Zealand, says that majority of the waterways and lakes and rivers are polluted now in New Zealand. So yeah, that's hardly 100% pure.
Oh, come on,
is it?
You know, that's his opinion. You know, that's his position.
It's not an opinion. He's a scientist. It's based on research and facts.
Well, you know, I think if you we are 100% pure. We're 100% green.
But that's not what the scientist has to say, is it? He says that you're not 100% pure, that in fact you're polluted. The marketing is really not correct at all.
We're mostly green. We're mostly pure. You come down, you know, you're
But that's not 100%, is
it? If you come down and, you know, you walk up one of our hills and take some deep breaths, and then you'll find we're 100% pure.
But that's not what the scientists do. The scientists don't agree.
How else did he wiggle his way out of
it? He said I could get a scientist who would say the contrary.
It wasn't that he prefaced it with.
But let's not forget, global warming deniers, those motherfuckers have been funding little so-called think tanks with scientists who drive really beautiful cars. Mm. Scientists, quote unquote, people who actually technically got a BSc probably, also a BCom, I suspect, maybe an LLB. So mainly what are they? I'm not sure. What they mainly do is read press releases from their oil. Well, I'm not naming anyone. I'm not naming any organizations. ACT, probably. I mean, they're not a think tank. They're the opposite of a think tank. They're a... I can't even finish that. It's Asgardian.
You're actually going to try and say the words think tank banquets. It's a canat.
No. Canet. I'm saying it inside out. Like from if your head was the other way around.
Oh, right.
So it's not just pronouncing the words backwards. It's saying it invertedly.
Silly me.
Yeah.
Saying it
so
invertedly.
So that kind of like from the middles of the letters outwards.
Oh.
It's a very dark place on the inside.
Beautifully
there.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Like that. But I didn't even mean act. I meant, who are those? I think Augie's a member now.
Augie Hour.
Climate Science Coalition.
Climate Science Coalition, who are funded by US energy companies, by oil companies. But they don't admit that, but it's been found basically everywhere in the world. All of those really
those
prominent, really well-funded people are paid for by BP and Shell.
Absolutely.
And
those guys will come and say New Zealand's 100% clean and green.
They'll say whatever you pay them to say.
And they'll have the science to back it up.
But of course...
Well, approximately.
Well, no, they will. They'll have
FUD to back it up.
The scientists who are arguing against these energy company-funded scientists would... also be receiving funding, probably wouldn't receive it if there wasn't a general fear of climate change. Could be said that those climate change believing scientists themselves have a financial incentive to perpetuate the myth.
Well, you've been working in marketing so long that sounded exactly like one of those assholes with the bullshit that they spin. It's the rhetoric that they use is why I used to like Rodney Hyde, because he was so skilled at that smarmy, slimy, sneaky language. Mm.
It's like
and Winston
Voldemort's
Peters as well.
Cool kind of thing.
Voldemort's cool?
Yeah.
You're not a Harry Potter guy, so you don't know.
I've heard that the new trailer is really good.
Fuck yeah. Seriously, it's awesome. It's just people screaming and blowing shit up.
It's what's her name? Thompson? Thomas?
Oh, yes. There is a female in it.
I'm still sad that Hermione is not bucktoothed.
Why?
Because she's meant to be bucktoothed.
Is she?
Yeah. That's why she's called Hermione. Hermione is like a kind of donkey or horse or something. And in the book, in the first book, certainly she's described.
Look it up. You just keep away.
She's described as having. She's described as having big, prominent front teeth.
We have to accept that as fact, given that we're not checking articles.
I would suggest you do accept it as fact, sir. I would suggest that, sir.
You know, we would be a lot more clean and green in New Zealand if we used more public transport. This is a bit of one of our hobby horses.
And that'll never happen. The buses and trains are empty.
I often don't pay, and I've said this before on the show, I often don't pay on the train in the mornings because it's so packed because that the people can't get to me to take the money.
It's never packed. You're clearly lying. You're an ideological naysayer.
Train patronage has increased 20% in
20%,
a year.
20%? That's hardly anything.
I think more. And
in a year? Wait, 20% in a year? No, that's hardly anything. I'm sure that's nothing. I'm sure it's only increased like threefold in the last 4 or 5 years.
Private passenger journeys over the Harbour Bridge are trailing behind the forecast that we had that said we needed a new harbour crossing. So it's actually dropping. People are using their cars less.
I mean, as the tax cuts kick in, won't people be using private helicopters much more often?
Absolutely. That tax cut is such a relief.
I know. I'm using all that money to buy like TVs and yeah,
plimsolls.
Do you know where my tax
yacht
cut's
polish
going? Paying off debt. Not buying shit. I'm paying off debt. Go straight to the banks.
So is everyone else.
And the IRD.
I'm not. Actually, I'm
we're skipping over.
I'm that naughty. What was it? He was a grasshopper. The ants are like slaving away, gathering food for the winter. I'm just dancing and singing, buying new computers.
Dennis Leary.
Oh. You're an asshole. Yo. A real stupid ass.
We're skimming over so many stories lately.
But I'm having a good time.
It's called efficiency.
It's called, yes, that's right.
Five stories per minute. Let's go.
Five stories per minute. Let me get another story. WikiLeaks reveals secret cables that the US offered to write our copyright laws.
That's really nice of them, I think.
Yeah, and they would also fund our enforcement agency.
Who's surprised by that?
Not me.
No.
But you know who's probably surprised? National. But they're not surprised because they don't even probably still know it themselves, even though they're the motherfuckers that got the letters. Did you see their performance? The day that Gareth Hughes earned my vote for the Greens at the next election.
That
was also the day that I was just so disappointed.
It's the longest session of Parliament TV I've ever watched.
And right.
Yeah, like you say, Gareth Hughes basically said, here are some facts in this order and I will say them.
Yeah.
Everyone else was like, here's my position and my
something about my son backdooring me.
Yeah, exactly. My son backdooring me and what was Melissa Lee on about? What was she on?
Oh, my God. And like her friend who had just given her a mixtape of K-pop. You're a
great politician. Great politician.
But Ryan looks beatific.
Just the absence of any, I don't know, absence of anything.
Insight, intelligence,
just the absolute drivel. The way they filled minutes and minutes and minutes of airtime with rubbish,
absolute rubbish.
They could have just said, "Here's my ideological position on this bill."
Yeah,
and take it up.
And the really bad thing about that was that wasn't just Parliament; that was actually the specific select committee that's been considering these copyright issues for months and months and months. Mm. So that shouldn't be the average person. That should be the most informed person.
Yes.
And they were incredibly uninformed. It was incredible. Labour were maybe informed, but they had also gone into some agreement where they would vote for it with National in exchange for this really tenuous idea that the three strikes and you're disconnected bit would not be enacted except by an act of the minister. Who's the minister?
Minister of Internet.
Yeah, the Minister of Internet. Al Gore.
Yeah, and then NZ Fact comes out and says, you know, New Zealand Federation Against Copyright Theft.
Yeah.
Which means what? Stealing copyright? I don't understand how that works. Anyway, it comes out and says, great, because, you know, we need it because we're losing so much money. And didn't they're federated with Australia and everyone else, and Australia just came out with record music sales earnings for the year?
Well, it seems to be the same almost everywhere in the world. What is happening is that artists are earning, in many cases, more than they've ever earned on average. But in some places, sales are down, but the artists are making more. Who are we protecting with our law?
The middleman.
And is that who copyright law is meant to be protecting?
No.
But without the record companies, how are we going to hear?
The internet is about disintermediation.
Oh, the internet. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, the internet.
I was thinking about when artists absolutely needed recording companies to create records and distribute them so that people could hear the music.
The best quote of this whole...
For 2 decades.
Yeah. Best music and online rated quote of recent times was the AC/DC guy saying, none of our tracks will ever be available for download on the internet.
Okay, well, no, your tracks have all been available for download on the internet since about 1997. Dickhead. And by you not putting them up means you're not getting anything out
of it. Absolutely.
Because people will
There's money in my pocket.
People will pay. Yeah. The idea that was put forward by the labels, you know, way back 1999, 2000, was you couldn't compete with free. Hmm. And it's complete bullshit. It's clearly bullshit. Look at iTunes.
Absolutely. Mm.
If you provide a really convenient, reasonably priced alternative, people will pay.
I mean, I'm not a huge music person, but all of the music that I have acquired in the last 12 months has been by buying it through iTunes for what I consider to be perfectly acceptable prices.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are you...
I just bought the latest Beastie Boys.
We've got a message.
We've got a message. We might have someone. We've got an idea to play a game show.
The mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
I'm not even typing right.
How many of those have you had?
It doesn't matter how many I've had. I'm drinking out of cut crystal, and that means I cannot get drunk. Oh, now, let's just see what happens.
Can't argue with that. That's science.
Make sure you get your thing up.
He's in one ear.
All right.
Yeah, he's in one ear. The listeners will just have to learn to love that. Are you there? Hello. Wow. Keith, last time you were on, you were... Mm-hmm. I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. It's going to turn out you can't hear me, eh?
Can you hear me, Keith?
I am confused by the silence.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Say banana if you can hear this.
I can't say banana.
Can you hear me?
He can't hear us, clearly.
Keith, say orange.
I can hear you, but very, very faintly.
Okay.
He's not that important.
Into the light. Right. No, the other one.
Well, I am not important, so I will... although the listeners can probably hear me just fine, you can do the thing. Actually, no, I'll explain. We're playing a game called Who Wants to Be...
Winner.
Who wants to be a winning year?
Winning year.
Millionaire.
Sorry, was that a winner or a woman? Or
not a woman.
I don't think I really want to be a woman, but a winner will be okay.
You're going to be anything except a millionaire. Yeah, that would be franchise.
Who wants to be a... What are we going to call this game? Who wants to be a something? Maybe our listeners can write in and tell us what the game's called.
There you are.
Who wants to be a...
Crowdsource all your fucking...
Actually, it doesn't even need to start Who Wants to Be a... But it would maybe be an amusing...
Discourse quiz show quiz.
How about it could be Mortgagee Sale of the Century?
Oh, dear. Keith, all right. Can you hear me okay, Keith?
I can hear you very, very poorly.
All right. Well, that's... Then you're just going to have to listen very, very well. Keith, I'm going to ask you a series of questions now.
Okay.
I'll ask you the question, and then you'll have a short period of time to give me an answer out of 4 possible options, which I'll read to you very quickly.
Okay.
You also have 3 hinty options. One of them is ask a mate.
Okay.
Another one is half and half. And the final one is... Put the question to everyone. So those are your 3. If you want to use one of these, not gonna lifeboats.
This game sounds familiar.
Yeah. Okay. So your first question.
Was one of those options. I can't hear what the hell is going on.
No, that was not one of the options.
Okay. There must be something we can do about this, but I don't know what we need to do.
What about when I go really close like this?
I have no idea what the hell is going on. This is weird.
But can you hear me?
Ooh, that got really loud here as well.
How's that?
All right, Keith.
Has it just fucked up the Zoom?
Yeah, a little bit.
Keith, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Better now.
Oh, better now.
Now you're quiet.
Oh, now I'm quiet.
No, there you go. Perfect.
Now we're all better.
No, now you're good. Now you're good. You're good now.
Okay, Keith, are you ready for your first question?
I am as ready as I'm going to be.
Your question is... For 100 credits.
Yes, 100.
Which liquid is fermented to make yogurt? A, milk. Lemonade. B, what'd you say?
Milk.
Jeez, okay.
Don't subvert the process.
That's all right. Shortcuts are good.
Locking in I mean, confirming milk. Da, 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 da.
Was it correct?
Correct.
Yay!
You've now got 100 credits. Well, you've got 100 credits.
What you've won is a hit at the next question.
For 200 credits, which of these countries is an island? China, Nigeria, Jamaica, or Brazil?
Jamaica.
Locking. Confirming Jamaica. Three. Uh-oh, Jamaica.
Oh, this is.
The pressure.
Uh-oh.
The pressure.
Yeah, do, 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 do. You've won. You've got 200 credits. Hey, now. Now for 400. For 300 credits. Versailles lies to the west of which French city? Marseille, Toulouse, Marseille. Paris, Bordeaux.
Bordeaux's not a city, is it? I thought Bordeaux was like a province.
You got
province.
5 seconds. Marseille, Tollhouse, Paris.
Toulouse.
Toulouse.
To the west.
No, you don't like that either? French speaker, Toulouse.
Wow. All I know about Marseille is the Treaty of Versailles. I assume that's close to the German border, but...
To the east of what?
The
French city.
To the west. And what the hell's out to the west of that? Give me 50-50.
I think you mean half and half.
Half and half.
Oh, oh. Can I have one to the ratio of one?
Okay, one to the ratio of one. No, yes. we've reduced the options down to Marseille and Paris.
Marseille.
You're choosing Marseille.
Are you choosing to confirm Marseille?
Do you confirm Marseille?
My French geography is really bad.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right, you've locked that in. Patent and French in quiz game.
I'm sorry. No, God confirmed it.
Confirmed it.
France.
I'm sorry.
And I hate World War One.
The answer was Paris. The rest of them weren't even in France or cities.
Pack up your shit and get out. You're fired.
You get nothing.
Zero credits.
You're bankrupt.
In fact,
just like New Zealand.
In fact, you now owe us 100 credits.
Now, Ben, I think that you actually had a question
I did
for
have,
Keith.
Have you got a minute, Keith?
Well, I have scones waiting for me.
Scones?
Yeah.
Tell us why the tax cuts.
Fuck you, I have scones.
Why did the tax cuts not work, Keith?
I can't, was that a question directed to me? I can't hear.
Yeah, for 100 credits. Why do the tax cuts in New Zealand not work?
Why did the what?
The tax cuts didn't work. For some reason, our economy isn't as good.
Why did the tax cuts not work?
They should have worked. They should have helped the economy, shouldn't they?
I think for about $60, $70 million, I can give you a better answer, which is it did work. We just can't tell whether it's working or not. Well, actually, no, we can tell because it has to work. Anything that is below what the tax cuts did are just external factors. But the tax cut itself worked perfectly.
What? Sorry, you're saying that they were right. They should have cut taxes.
No, I'm saying that they can't be proven to be wrong.
Because you can't prove a negative?
It was always theoretical money, right? Because if it goes up, then they can take credit for it. If it goes down, it's other factors
it's
that have caused it to go down.
Right.
Mm. So it's like earthquake prediction.
So they can blame it all on the earthquake.
It's that bloody moon.
They have tried to blame quite a lot of it on the earthquake, but it's actually part of it is the forecast was wrong. That they thought the economy was going to do a lot better now, but it hasn't. And the interesting thing is if you looked back at the February monthly economic indicator that Treasury put out, they'd already downgraded it before the earthquake. They actually said I can't remember what the figure was, but the majority of the downward revision of the estimate, so the majority of the reason why it went down, was made prior to the earthquake. It was all about the economic situation.
Uh-huh. This is all verging into the fact-based territory that we were trying to avoid.
We don't
episode.
Hold with that kind
so,
of nonsense.
So we'll leave you to your scones. Thank you so much, Keith.
All get right. some yeah. real French or Belgian or Dutch. Get some Dutch butter on that mother because New Zealand butter... Oh, bye. I'm feeling a bit lightheaded for a second. Can you guys...
He hung up on you.
Well, we're gonna call our next potential player, I believe, now.
I haven't hit him up about it.
No, you just send him a
Hey, what
video
software
call.
Are you using to talk to these people?
This is Microsoft in IntelliLive Active Talk Enterprise Professional 64-bit Pro
2011
Vista.
and it cost you $8.5 billion.
$8.5. Oh, no, that's US dollars. Yeah, okay. So it cost me more than that in pesetas.
Apparently Microsoft just bought, well, is about to announce they're going to buy Skype.
Why would you buy Skype when buying Skype is a mugs game, which only makes those Northern Europeans who started Skype richer and richer and richer every time they sell and then rebuy it? Because they sold it, who did they sell it to? They sold it to someone for like $3 billion.
We were doing the theoretical maths before because we have no facts, but I thought it was $3 billion they sold it for and they bought it back for about a few hundred million.
Yeah.
And they sold it again for $8
billion. I feel brilliant. Like you've both got honest faces and I'm going to believe all of those figures.
It's insane. What are Microsoft doing? It's possible they'll make it better. It is possible they'll make it better.
What's particularly bad about it?
It's probably possible that they'll integrate it with some other stuff like Windows Phone 7.
MSN Messenger.
And Kinect and MSN, yeah. Kinect.
MSN Messenger Live. No, it's not called MSN anymore, is it?
It's just called Windows Live.
Windows Live Messenger.
Live Messenger.
Pro. Ultimate Edition. Because Ultimate Edition, that's got the flaming backdrops, right? It's got the animated cursors. Stripes. That's the Ultimate Edition you pay $700 extra dollars for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Microsoft, for being a bunch of dickheads. It makes it really hard to be a Microsoft weenie.
Skype Starter Edition will only send every second word.
Man, it would be pretty flash technology to detect all of the words that it actually decided to send. Mm. I've got a flashing light from where we randomly mashed the mixing console when we were trying to get Keith on. There you go.
There you go.
If we were on that port now, there'd probably be some kind of reverb probably. Thankfully, we're not on that port. Something else Microsoft did, it's a really interesting thing. So Steve Ballmer a few years ago was all developers, 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 developers. Now, a few days ago, someone pointed out that the most expensive dev environment provided by Microsoft is something like $11,000.
Correct.
The most expensive dev environment provided by Apple is $0. Who is for developers and who is getting developers right now? I'll give you a hint. Not fucking Microsoft.
Yeah, there was that article saying they were only getting enterprise developers. The tools...
Benedict Gracewood, Microsoft MVP.
Most you valued player.
You can develop...
No, it's not what it stands for.
You can develop on
most Microsoft valued professional or something.
You can develop on Microsoft platforms with free tools.
Yeah.
But...
I developed on Microsoft platforms with free tools, Visual Basic. I don't think it was meant to be free, but I was 17, so get fucked.
They got starter editions and stuff, but as they pointed out, that doesn't give you code inspection and all sorts of other useful stuff.
I don't even know what code inspection is. That's what I do when I scroll down and look at the code, right?
Yeah. I mean, stuff that I barely use that, my code's so good.
Yeah. But it costs more than Xcode, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, the free stuff doesn't.
Well, I guess the free stuff doesn't, but does Microsoft provide any of the free stuff?
Yeah. There's the Express editions.
Right, but that's not for enterprise use. They're not allowed to use that, are they?
Don't know.
And it's missing features.
But iPhone Xcode developers aren't using it for enterprise use either.
They're using it to make a bunch of money and develop a whole lot of really innovative software.
Exactly. So to develop, like, say, Windows Phone, all the tools are free.
And so we've got really a stagnant environment on Windows, I'd say, actually, at the moment. I'd say that Apple was where a lot of the exciting stuff was, and open source.
It's a valid argument.
There is multi-platform stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, and what part of Microsoft's income is that $11,000? It must be tiny.
Yeah, that's right. So it should be free.
Yeah absolutely.
Because what they do is they promote the Windows platform in general when there's cool software available in the ecosystem. Yes. And for a very long time, if you wanted the great selection of software, what you wanted was Windows, not Apple. Mm. And now, even though the numbers are still strongly in Microsoft's favor, the equation is flipping.
Rapidly. You make App Store and making things easy for people and that sort of stuff.
Speaking of App Stores, did you guys read the...
No, of course not.
Have you heard of the review of the Misuse of Drugs Act 1975?
No.
Oh.
Does it mean I can use marijuana?
No, the recommendation was that maybe you should be able to use marijuana, certainly medicinally.
Medicinally?
Oh, I like the sound of that.
You know what? I actually don't know.
Because I have terrible period pain and I've heard that marijuana will solve that for me.
Is it decriminalizing? They're suggesting decriminalizing?
I believe they did, yes.
Right.
So they make it Cat D?
Is that...
That means it's
a finable offence for possession or something?
No, no, no. It means it's a controlled substance, can only be sold to 18 and plus, and
so tobacco. I think it,
no, no, no. Like party pills now have been a bit, no, not like
alcohol.
Puff. Sort of like alcohol, but I don't think alcohol is cat
Salvia.
Salvia is nothing yet. Salvia is open. You can do whatever you like with salvia.
Really?
At the moment. Yeah. Which is actually appropriate, because any kids who sneak their way into some salvia
are never doing drugs again.
Will be put off drugs, because that salvia hits like a freight train, and it doesn't last very long, and you are basically incapacitated for the duration. So you're not going to go driving and have a crash up and kill any children. You're just going to sit down and not be able to move for only about 8 minutes, and then you're going to come back from it and you'll be like, wow, hallucinations are really, really difficult things to deal with. I need to think about this for a while. Safer than almost anything, I'd say. And I understand salvia is actually used in treatment of cocaine addiction. Salvia is used to get people off drugs. Right, it's not a dangerous substance.
There's
really
been some fascinating studies.
Substance.
I mean, it's a sort of another way of getting people off drugs in a way. But there's been some fascinating studies about the effects of the long-term effects of psilocybin, you know, magic mushrooms, on sufferers of depression.
Right,
not just while they're under the influence, but for up to a year afterwards.
Yeah.
They report a lighter mood.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So, because coincidentally, and also a year. People who suffer, you know, crippling migraines. Now, there's something called like chain migraines or something? Sequence
cluster.
Migraines?
Cluster
migraines?
Cluster.
That's solved, apparently, also like a magic drug by magic mushrooms, by probably psilocybin.
Yeah.
And they go away and they stay away for up to a year.
Yeah, I know.
Just from some mushrooms.
I am just spitballing conspiracy theories here.
Yeah.
But do you think that there is a significant
chance
lobby
that Jerry Brownlee had over 4 double downs today? Yes, and he's already got cancer from it.
A significant
I
lobby.
I knew exactly where you were going. Now get back on topic.
Yes, sir. No, a significant lobby from the antidepressants industry to not be, I mean, the same way that, you know, painkillers don't want cancer to be cured.
Yeah.
Antidepressants don't want any kind of single hit, long-term alleviation of antidepressants.
About them. You're anthropomorphizing antidepressants. Antidepressants don't want.
No. They want to sit at home and watch episodes of Community.
Yeah. And the problem with the laws as they stand is that even the big drug companies have a very hard time doing research on these controlled substances.
Mm.
It's really hard to do marijuana research.
Yeah.
Because of this insane drug hysteria.
It is just absurd. Now, I remember a little while ago, probably a year or two ago, there was a series of a little bit of hysteria in the US about something called, I can't remember what it was called, it's called eye something, like eye tripping or something like that.
The idea was that
people were downloading tracks,
audio tracks.
Kids were closing their eyes, listening to these audio tracks and getting high off the sort of brainwave fucking altering music. Now, whether or not it does that, the interesting thing about the hysteria is it became clear at that point, like crystal clear, that the parents and the... Are you going to play some of that shit? That the parents and the teachers and the authorities who were concerned about these... was it called eye tripping? It's called something like that. They didn't like the idea of kids having fun. Not, you know, having that much fun. Mm. Not the concern about health or the, you know, the effects on lungs of cannabis or, you know, driving or anything like that, because there was no chance of any of those other secondary concerns to
kids
be
might be distracted.
Yeah, all they cared about was the fact that kids were getting high.
Kids might have a hilariously good time.
Yeah,
they might giggle. They might be laughing.
They might find
something at things we don't understand.
Other than alcohol to experiment with.
Yeah. Because alcohol's fucking destructive compared to that stuff.
I don't understand it. Now, listeners at home, I'm very briefly going to interrupt, but hold that thought. I've just remembered that I'm responsible for controlling the levels on the mixer, and so I've changed everything up. So hopefully everything sounds better now, but possibly because of the levelation that I'm going to do later, this is going to be really awful. But it sounds kind of louder to me.
Sounds better now.
Sorry, your thought. Carry on, Mr. Sproul.
I was just going to ask, what was that thing that you just showed, Ben?
Oh, that was Keith Ng from the internet complaining that we got him with a geography question on Twitter.
Was the answer?
Oh, did he really?
Was the answer Paris? By the way, I presume Paris.
It was Paris.
Paris.
There were only two choices.
It was the palace.
Ben Gracewood,
You had 50-50'd it down to two options, and he got it wrong. And the other option was Paris.
You're a genius, man. This is why that new company that you've gone to wanted you.
Absolutely. What was the next thing?
The next thing, I can come up with something if you like.
Sony? That's fine.
What the hell is this Sony thing? Something about... The
PlayStation Network.
PlayStation hacked. Network. And Pwned. Jerry Brownlee?
Pwned. I think Jerry Brownlee hacked it in the personal details.
Does Sony give you cancer?
Yes.
In the sky.
Hacking gives you cancer.
Hacking definitely gives you cancer. Yeah. Cancer like C4 pipe / pipe. Cent
lead
3
lead speech.
R. Like that Russian backwards R, which is probably pronounced like a sassor. I don't even know.
Wow. That was extraordinary. You fully visualized that before describing it.
Audio lead speak.
I saw a really cool documentary about Russian prison tattoos.
Oh, yes.
And apparently this is a documentary. Well, we can probably both talk about it then. How friggin' horrible it is in Russian prisons where they're massively overcrowded.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're served like this kind of wheat soup.
Gruel.
Gruel. Really gruel, but thin, watery gruel. Ugh. And they get very sick.
Yeah. Mm.
And they have this incredible tattoo culture, which apparently is now dying out, which has had real significance. You could tell, you know, exactly what crimes that people had committed, where they stood in terms of seniority prison hierarchy. You know, if they were murderers, and there's like different... what's it called in like guilds? Mm. Like there's people who are, what were they called?
I like the idea that there's probably like a tongue tattoo symbol for like white collar crime. like just a little bit off the top.
Yeah. Salami slicing. Yeah, but so we'll put that in the show notes because that's great. It's like like 30 minutes or an hour long or something. It's a whole documentary. And it is
online.
And it's free online. Yeah. It was released into the public domain. So you can watch it completely legally.
Mm.
But National don't believe that because they'll probably think you're file trading, even though it's on YouTube and it's in public domain. Sorry, excuse me. I didn't mean to do the voice.
What else there was in Russia segue. There's a Kiwi, apparently. They found a Kiwi in Russia.
There are probably plenty. They're like tourists and backpackers.
Kiwi and an actual little bird with feathers and a long beak.
Oh, that was a hilarious misunderstanding.
I didn't know that Kiwis were migratory. I thought they just slept under trees.
How would it migrate?
Exactly.
It's flightless.
Maybe it's like a penguin. Maybe what we didn't know is that they go faster than any other creature. That beak is like a supersonic underwater...
They just float like coconuts and move from continent to continent.
And the beak's a snorkel, yeah.
No, no, because
that's why it's got the nostrils at the end of the nose.
There you go.
Oh my God, we've figured it out. We need to write to Doc. Doc!
Yeah, Doc.
Kiwis are like Kiwis.
Doc, you motherfuckers. You got it wrong all these years. How many times do I need to tell you this? The beak is a fucking snorkel.
What is your subject line? Flightless like a fish.
Look in Russia for the proof. Tunguska all over again, motherfuckers. Love, Morgan and the Discourse crew. All right, I sent that. We'll see what they have to say.
We'll let you know when they get back to us.
Oh dear.
So wine is worse than Monster for me. Than bubbles. It's the bubbles. It's the lead in the paint that I ate before.
I think it's just our company.
Before you moved
there's
in
no
here,
oxygen in before, this room.
Before you moved into this new studio.
Yep.
Did you spray it for bed bugs?
No.
Good.
Because this is fucking New Zealand.
Because you might be dead.
What? I'd be dead. Or you mean I might be dead, so why bother spraying?
Was that a really complicated insult where you implied that he was a bed bug? Hey, do you use any antiseptic? Good. Because you'd be dead because you're a fucking germ.
Like a kraut germ or like... You're talking about like Zyklon B? Is that the antiseptic you're talking about?
I mean...
This is a Holocaust joke? I can't believe like it's too soon, Ryan.
Salmonella.
It's too soon. You cannot make Holocaust jokes as long as there are any Jews still left alive.
I can't be associated with this.
Well, I know. Something about a Kiwi in Russia, Ben.
We missed the Kiwi. No, the woman that died in... see, this is... I can't read anything. Was it? It was an Asian country, possibly. Was it Bangkok? Was it...
It was Thailand.
Thailand?
It was Indonesia.
Which isn't Thailand.
No, it was Thailand. No, you're right. It was Thailand. Yeah, she was a Kiwi girl, and she was in a room with a bunch of her friends. Now, I think we've actually spoken about this a couple of weeks ago, but there was no show a couple of weeks ago. Very sorry, listeners. A few months ago, I think we spoke about this. A married couple, like the next room over, one of them or both of them died, like the day before.
No connection.
The next day, like another woman in the same hotel died.
And they were saying no connection.
They've got a fucking serial killer.
Just random. No, apparently they sprayed the plane with toxic insecticide, 3 times the usual dose.
And after that, that killed the giant spider that was hunting down the hotel guests. And the death stopped after they sprayed.
Right.
Vorpal sword time with the giant spiders in the dungeon on Thailand. So something about Russia, Kiwi and Russia. We're going to move backwards to Sony eventually.
Are we? Yeah. Have we not done Sony? Kiwi.
I think we really did it.
That was very pretty amazing. It was like, hey, what's that about Sony? Oh, hacked.
Did you hear about the Kiwis? Apparently they swim real good, bro. Someone should tell Doc. The heck? I haven't heard back from them yet. I'm going to send them another letter.
Put it in capitals this time.
Oh, no, that was capitalized.
Hold the keyboard right up to the window to outside to get better reception.
Yeah. Why aren't you listening to me, you bastards? I'm telling you, this is the solution to all of our ferret troubles.
All right, I got
to
go.
Because of the Jew joke?
No. But sure, maybe.
We'll stay for an Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Okay.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
I'll be quick.
All right.
You've probably already seen it because it was on my fucking screen for an hour.
I haven't. I have poor eyesight.
The word is fuck you tax. Fuck you tax.
How's it spelled?
F-U-C-K space Y-O-U space T-A-X. Fuck you tax.
Interesting. No comma though, so it's not
comma. Fuck you tax.
Right.
Well, but this is on the internet. There might be, you know...
Does Y-O-U stand for something? Because normally that'd just be a U.
Fuck your tax.
Ben?
Fuck your tax.
I'm thinking it's related to tipping.
Yeah.
Oh, well, just give them the answer, why don't you?
All right.
No, don't.
Yeah, so what about tipping? Tipping is a fuck your tax?
Oh, I think I know what it is.
You've got it.
I have got it.
Yeah, you've got it.
I think it's tipping less than normal because fuck you.
No, quite the opposite, my friend. It's charging more than normal because fuck you. Am I right? Charging more than normal because fuck you, you didn't tip me?
That's not correct.
I thought I had
it. I was sure that you had it because you looked so trustworthy with that big smile, that friendly wave. Fuck you, tax. April 11, 2011, word of the day. It's got super lots of votes, which as soon as I change the color of the text here, I'll be able to read. I changed it. 6,600.
Can you see that at home?
6,600 upvotes, 600 downvotes. A non-discretionary charge or fee placed on orders or purchases from certain companies, frequently ticket retailers and cinemas. The charge never relates to a specific cost incurred by the company and is purely an additional fee to boost profits. So called, as the company in question knows, the consumer has no option but to pay. So they're charging it as the company saying, fuck you, pay it.
It's a handling fee.
Yep. £1.50 booking fee on my cinema tickets, that's just a fuck you tax.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But since you pay it,
yeah,
really it's just the market finding the correct price. Because if the fuck you tax was too high, people wouldn't buy the product at all.
Yeah, you're not an anarchist. Because yeah.
The market helps with everything.
Full-on capitalist now.
I am very able to appropriate different perspectives.
Those diamond ear studs and chunky gold... necklace and bracelet they give you away. Fucking anarchist.
Why isn't the market helping us out of the recession?
Because the market is bullshit. The market is greedy bastards. The market is greedy, white, wealthy, fat men.
That's what I mean. The market,
that's what the market is.
Why isn't evolution saving us from malaria?
Well, it is. The blacks have the sickle cell anemia thing, right? And that doesn't that protect them from the malaria?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Sickle cell anemia means that you're.
I heard it could be
this is something that
could
genetically
be horrible
is
racist,
not uncommon in some
but like
African kind of people, which is still a lot of different kinds of people. Now the difficulty here is that I don't know what country they come from, Because
and because they're black, they're from Africa, is that?
Huh. Well, actually, yeah. Yeah. And if you're white, you're from Africa as well, but you spent a lot of time in northern climes.
That just sounds like political correctness gone mad to me.
Gone completely insane. You need to leave, bro.
I need to leave. thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Beautiful place. Beautiful new studio. Cheers.
Yeah, once we get rid of all these boxes and figure out why the audio hookup to the Skype doesn't only comes through one channel, it'll be even more beautiful. All right. Well, actually, we could probably just about wrap this up. That's 57 minutes, 27 seconds.
That was quick.
That'll probably just about do. But that includes like 5 minutes before we started. Yeah. Is there anything that we didn't talk about?
Keith.
WikiLeaks secret cables, Sovereign Nation, Sony thing, 100% pure bullshit. All right, we need to talk about the season two. I'm putting all of this. I'm not cutting any of this. The listeners get all of this because this is season two, episode zero.
Just a quick one. About
just a quickie.
So this National are setting us up ready to change KiwiSaver. They're pre-announcing.
It's going to be a lot of things going on.
If you read back on what they promised, yeah. So this is sort of if you think these broken promises and bullshit changes are bad, just wait until you vote them in again.
Yep,
that's all I'll say.
And say goodbye to the national parks.
Sorry, who was this broadcast paid for? Authorized by?
I do not have. I've never been a member of any political party.
No, neither have I.
I've voted for Labour National, and I think I've only voted for Labour National.
I've voted for ACT National and Labour.
You?
Yeah.
You actually voted for ACT?
I did. I did when I was fresh out of university flush with cash.
Were you an ACT on campus guy?
No, I wasn't an ACT on campus guy. I wasn't. You know, like I said, I've never been a member of a party. Never been deeply involved politically. But I went through a phase of thinking that everyone needed to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
And then you quickly, as you grow up and have kids and
mature.
Yeah, mature. Yeah, yeah.
And as you look at other societies and you see who does best, is it the people who leave, you know, the downtrodden to themselves?
Yeah.
Or is it the people that try and have a basic level of support that, you know, keeps people above
what feels more morally correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's just selfishness.
Stupidity really is for the young. what else are we gonna talk about? 2 weeks off. There was meant to be 2 weeks and then we'd start season two and it was gonna be beautiful. There was not 2 weeks off. I don't even know how long.
It been? 6 weeks? 4 weeks? 5 weeks?
Let's find out. There's a really easy way. Wow, I'm still capitalized from the letter I sent to Doc. I'm sorry, Doc. Probably I shouldn't have sent that. I didn't even need to send it. The punchline would have been just as good even if I hadn't. April the 14th. So it's just about a month. And that was the WordCamp live show. So it's not even a real show. Cheer, bro. See you.
Yeah.
The last real show, which was episode 25, and that was a really shitty one, was April the 7th.
Oh, it's been a while.
It was a shitty one because I talked about graphs and charts and images, which is stupid on a podcast. Sorry, listeners.
Okay, so this is the new slick episode 2.
Yeah, God, it's so slick.
Yeah. So next show will be an entire show of corrections.
I think probably that's right, except that we're not really going to keep any sort of record of what we spoke about. So how will we remember?
Who knows?
Season two, I guess we say that it has started, but you know, probably Ben and I have discussed what we want to do with the new season and you know, tightening stuff up and you know, having more speakers on,
a bit more structure,
just try and tighten up the bit that's not really important to the listeners, which is the production, the post-production stuff, which is a huge thorn in my side because it takes quite a lot of time. That will just start happening over the season. So let's call this the beginning of season two. Is there going to be an episode next week? Maybe there is, but I've got 48 hours coming up, and so I need to do preparation stuff for that. All right, well, let's do it. Let's just do another one like this. Not much editing. We'll try and get Ryan in again. We'll get someone on the Skype, and we'll keep the post production really simple.
See if we can pick a key subject and get someone on who knows about it.
A key subject,
yeah.
That fucking smiling and waving cock. he's going to be the key subject for the whole season.
He's on the key.
And speaking of the 48 hours thing, my team's actually completely imploded. It's imploded. I've got like a bunch of my mates are doing family things that weekend. One of the perils of having a really creative team full of, you know, writers and other creative people, is that they want to do it themselves. And so, like, people have started teams and, like, and it's going to be hilarious and insane. But if you want to join a really cool team, which is mine.
Is there a minimum team count? Minimum
one.
Number? So you can do it yourself?
Yep. Yeah. And I'll be happy to do it myself.
Do people do that?
People, Taika did that. Taika, I was going to call him Taika Cohen. Taika Waititi did that. And there have been a bunch. I think there was one of the national winners actually was a solo effort.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And very, very small teams have done extraordinarily well. Wrangling a big team is a problem. And I mean, the important thing is the story anyway. It's not really how many actors you've got. It's, you know, how sharply you understood how to write a really great story. Anyway, if you are interested in doing 48 Hours, I don't know, drop me a line.
Drop you a tweet.
Yeah. As an on-screen person, maybe I'd, you know, have you as a hitman or a victim. You know, spray victim. Blood out of your head, something like that. Snuff movie. I think that's my genre. I think that's what I'm going to be given. As always, yes. Ben, you can check the site for the show notes, but there probably won't really be any show notes for this episode.
We do have an email address that no one ever uses, comments@discourse.co.nz.
Or go to the talkback page on the site with any questions or comments, or if you have an idea for a guest, or if there's something you'd like to speak about on Discourse yourself.
Cool. Or send us a tweet.
Yeah, send us a tweet. As always, really, tweeting is that.
Yeah.
Oh, this was definitely one of the things that we were going to change for season two.
Just the tweets.
Just the tweets. At Discourse NZ, at NZ Ben, at The Morgan, at Ryan Sproul, the two L's.
Cool.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Have a good week.
You're listening to The Weekly Show on with course.
All right, we're using that one.